This week on Countdown to Eternity, Pastors James Cadiz and Tom Hughes will discuss 8 notable events that are going to happen this month and what they actually mean. Should we be concerned about these things? What's next? What does the Bible say about what's on the horizon? We'll answer these questions and provide some analysis during this very informative episode.
Well, hello, my dear brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you to another episode of Countdown to Eternity. And this one is going to be unusual and actually quite exceptional. And I'm very confident about that assertion because the day that we are recording this episode, it is April the 1st. Yes, this is Joe Biden Day, official Joe Biden Day. But many of the things that we are going to talk about will be the past to you. Because when we release this, we will release this literally a week and a half later. And we are going to make some assertions about some of the events that are happening, that we're speaking about, that we're so confident about. We don't mind recording them before the events. And the other thing is, Tom's going to be doing a lot of the talking about it anyway. So
that's great.
What's going on, Tommy?
That is great. So, I mean, there are so many different things going on. And we're going to get into these things here in just a second. But did you know Florida got hit with 4,000 lightning bolts in 15 minutes? I don't, you know, that sounds like a lot to me.
Look, I'm just going to say this because this is not like people used to think that you were cuckoo or I was cuckoo if you had a conversation about stuff like this. But yeah. Weather modification isn't even a question anymore. I mean, we just talked about this. I showed you. I turned you onto that site that the city of Santa Ana just put out. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we modify the weather. And we have notable results, and we're bragging about it, and we're here to stay, and we're putting all kinds of alloy in the air, all kinds of metals, and we're, you know, and so if you go look at the flight charts, you can find the TFRs, they're everywhere, the temporary flight restrictions, everywhere. These are weather modification flights, and it's amazing to see how they're painting the sky, literally doing the kind of things that they're doing. That doesn't surprise me. My question is, was this an intended outcome, or was this them trying to play God and realizing they messed up and it ain't going to work?
It's probably one or the other. I mean, isn't it weird, James, how much rain we have? I mean, I was born and raised in California. It's a desert. The last 3 years, it's been rain and rain and rain and rain. And so, but going back to Florida, you know what? It makes me question. It gives me more questions, which I'm not prepared to address today. But I think you and I should have a private conversation. I want to pick your brain. And then when we're ready, I want to go public with some things from the Bible.
And I would agree. Yeah, that's a great idea. We should have that conversation. I think it's interesting because mankind has very few limitations on its capacity because we were created in the likeness and image of God. Not that we are God and not that we function at the capacity of God, but we do function in his image and likeness. And there are things that mankind is capable of when given to righteousness, become beautiful. When given to wickedness, bro, it is disgusting. Okay, let's talk about it. So we're talking about 8 extremely unusual events that will happen during the month of April.
So here we are.
I can guess a few of them right off the bat.
I know you can. Okay, here's the first one. As we enter the month of April, this is from Michael Snyder, by the way, the Devil Comet has become visible to the naked eye in the northern hemisphere. What is the Devil Comet? It's the Mother of Dragons Comet. It's currently visible in the night skies of the northern hemisphere, providing a unique spectacle for both amateur stargazers and professional astronomers. This is the very first time that we've been able to see this comet with the naked eye in 71 years. It will continue to be visible for those in northern hemisphere. So what this article does, it takes 8 different signs in the sky, so to speak. It says, is it a coincidence? It basically asks the question, is it a coincidence that all of these things happen to be happening in April? All right, you ready for another one?
Yeah, but the comet thing is so spectacularly interesting because when we see it, especially at night, it's just going to look like what was it, the Hale-Bopp comet?
Hale-Bopp, remember that?
I remember that.
Wasn't that the Nike one?
It man,
everybody put on their Nikes and It was that cult. Remember that cult?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were the, oh, gosh, I forgot the name of the cult. But
they're down in San Diego somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy what happened there. And, well, sure, we'll see another one of these cults come up and do this. And this comet's going to be visible for quite some time, by the way.
Isn't it interesting? It's called the Devil Comet and Mother of Dragons.
Bro, I don't even want to go into that. But if you think about this, bro, 30 kilometers, the nucleus of it is 30 kilometers in diameter. So we're going to watch this thing. It's going to be very, very visible. As a matter of fact, at the time of this recording, it will start to actually become very visible to us.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. 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 We'll be able to see it in the sky here pretty soon.
Well, on April 4th, which is now, it's future for you and me. It's past for all of your viewers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So they'll walk outside if there's a clear day and they haven't modified the weather and you can actually look at the sky. You'll be able to see it.
There you go. An extraordinary alignment of four planets just 4 days before the great apocalypse of 2024. The great American eclipse of 2024. But I mean, there's so many people that are saying, hey, it's the apocalypse. So, oy vey.
Now, I know about this one, bro. Okay. This is an interesting one because this is the astronomy stuff I just really follow. And if I remember correctly, I think it's Venus, Mars, Saturn, and I want to say Neptune, even though Neptune won't be visible to the naked eye. But it is interesting to see that it's going to be, I mean, Neptune is never really visible to the naked eye. You're never going to really, I mean, we haven't been able to see Neptune.
Too far away.
Yeah, too far away. But it is, man, that's an interesting one. That's a really interesting one because we're going to talk about the weird ideas that people have with respect to the alignment of the planets and all that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But anyway.
Okay. If we have time. Well, we do have time because this is the next one. You're right. On April 8th, the seven other planets in our solar system, along with the sun and the moon, will appear to form a straight line in the sky when looking from Jerusalem toward the east. This was discovered by Rachel Baxter. The line in the sky from Jerusalem looking towards the east. Isn't that rather interesting? I think of the wise men, the magi from the east, looking up at the star in the sky. Very interesting. So Rachel, she asked ChatGPT to tell her how rare it is to have a straight line like this. And ChatGPT said, get this. Are you sitting down, James?
I'm listening.
It could only happen once in every 32 million years. 32 million years. And it's happening on April 8th.
Oh, my goodness.
Or it happened on April 8th by the time everybody watches this program.
What are we going to do? What?
Well, there's more.
In 32 million years.
In 32 million years. That's a really long time.
Should we fly to Israel for this? Let's just go to Jerusalem. Should we go to Jerusalem for this one?
Actually, let's see. That we have to get there by – why not? I'm all in for going to Israel.
Goodness gracious, man. That would be – granted, that one's interesting. But this one, everybody stand the heck by.
Okay. CERN, right? The Large Hadron Collider. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator is set to smash protons together on April 8th to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Theories have suggested there are 17 different particle groups, and the European Organization for Nuclear Research, better known as CERN, confirmed the existence of one using its Large Hadron Collider in 2012. Now the team has restarted the collider with hopes of unraveling more mysteries of the universe, specifically dark matter. Why in the world would CERN choose to do this on April 8th? Now, it continues. You know, I look at this, James, and looking at this at CERN from several years ago, I mean, people have speculated, hey, this thing could be opening up some kind of portal to the demonic world. And people have told me I'm nuts. I don't know if you've looked at that yourself, but people have told me I'm nuts for saying that. But I look at this, you really got to wonder what these are mad scientists and the occult practices that take place there. I mean, they have these celebrations, They have these giant festivals, and they are fully demonic, the stuff that they do there.
Yep, and the data doesn't lie, bro. There are events that we know have happened in the world that are just outrageous, that are directly tied to activity with this particle accelerator. It's interesting when you think about this. And as a matter of fact, the last time that CERN made a bunch of headlines, there was a lot of stuff that was happening in the background that not a lot of people were talking about. And it's funny because the reason why a lot of people weren't willing to talk about it is because they don't want to be labeled as crazy, even though what's true is true. It's kind of an interesting thing. But this one is kind of a big deal, right?
I think.
And the whole dark matter thing, that's always like, that's always playing God.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting into all the dark matter stuff, bro. I mean, who knows where that's going to end up going? It's not going to be good.
Why do they want to do this? I mean, they've even talked about how everything just, it could turn that area into a black hole and suck everything in. That's not going to happen because we know the book of Revelation gives us, the entire Bible does. It tells us the direction things are going to go and how it's going to finish. It's not going to finish with Earth becoming a black hole. We know
that's
that.
Right.
However, could it be opening up a demonic porthole? I mean, you look at Revelation chapter 9 and what do you have? These demons out of the abyss. I mean, is God using that? Because God's the sovereign one.
Yeah.
Does he use that?
Yes. Yeah. There's always a distinct possibility that it could be done that way, bro. One of the things I've learned to do over the years is the same thing you've learned to do, and that's not to speculate just based on some, you know, outrageous assumption that the average Joe might make on information that isn't viable, right? But this is not the case here. This information is like super, super, super viable stuff. Like this is not a small, I mean, this has the potential to become a very, very, very ugly thing on a lot of levels. And by the way, for the record, bro, it has. It's not like it hasn't before. It has. There's a lot of weird activity that's happened around the world that's tied to this particle accelerator.
Yes, so, there is.
I mean, that's why they shut it down all the time. There's a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. I do think that there is a lot of manipulation of people's emotions and minds based on the decisions that they make to do things. Like, could it be that the reason why they chose to do it during the eclipse has nothing to do with anything scientific, but they did it just to get people to go, woo, you know, maybe. Yeah. But what if there is something scientifically related to this? What if there is something related to the alignment of planets and the, you know, all of the, you know, who knows? I mean, I will tell you, admittedly, that I am speaking from a place of pretty significant ignorance when it comes to the level of science that's involved with this accelerator. But I know enough to know that something is undoubtedly a lot more intentional than non-intentional. How about we put it that way?
Yeah, I do believe there's evil intentions that are here too, because I've watched their ceremonies that they've done there, and they are there's definitely demonic things that are happening there. And you know, listen, we know the heart of man is deceitful and wicked. We know that people are man-centered; they're narcissistic by nature. So, and we have a world that has rejected God. So, when we start looking at what does man want to do, man wants to be God. Man wants to play God. You know, the lie in the Garden of Eden. Why didn't you listen, Eve? You, God knows that the day you eat of the fruit, listen, you won't surely die, but you'll be like God. This is the same lie that people are striving for today, to not die and to be like God. So it shouldn't surprise us when we start talking about these kind of things. And again, we go back to Genesis chapter 11. What's God say? Nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. So these are things that that men are proposing. They may never have success that they want with the CERN Hadron Collider, but nevertheless, their intentions are there. They're attempting to do it. And you still have this happening on April 8th, which is interesting. It could be just to get people all worked up. That's true. It could be just playing another mind game with people to see if they can push the limits with prophecy people. Who knows? But I find it rather interesting. We know there's certain experiments that have been done at the South Pole that have affected other things. So, you know, you look at this, you go, interesting stuff, to say the least.
Yeah, okay. Undoubtedly, bro. And it's a very interesting thing. And I do think that you have to ask the question, why in the world would they do this on April the 8th?
Yeah, well, there's more coming on April 8th. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear this.
Asked for everybody who's listening to this right now, but for you and me, it's still future. The most anticipated event of April is the Great American Eclipse of 2024. USA Today calling it the astronomical event of a decade. So a decade is 10 years. So does that mean something more incredible happened 11 years ago? You know, I mean, when you start thinking about it, you start going, do we work up too much to do about something that's not going to really translate into much?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of eclipses.
A lot.
Yeah. So, so this is what I think. My prediction. We'll go through CERN. We'll go through the alignment of the planets. We're going to go through the eclipse again. This is April 1. Everybody listening is going to look back. I say that we're still here on April 10th, and nothing out of the ordinary has happened that doesn't seem to happen all the time going wrong. A bridge went down when a boat ran into it. Remember that a couple weeks back?
Yep. Okay.
So things will continue to go wrong, but I believe we're still going to be here moving forward. And a lot of people are going to lose their minds over what we're talking about, just these things, because I don't know, they'll just be bothered about them anyways. But I believe everything is going to continue. I do believe there's weather modification. I do believe these things are going on, but I do believe we're still going to be here on April 9th and April 10th, and we're still going to be preaching about Jesus coming again.
100%. If people are going to be watching this video going, yep, they were right. And I've heard everything people say, everything from the rapture is going to happen that day to all kinds of other insane, wild, crazy things. You remember, bro, when we were hearing people say the rapture is going to happen September the 25th. And then there was one guy that was out there that was trying to convince people based on terrible teaching from the book of Peter, right? That the rapture was going to happen on the 19th the 19th of September last year, based on some morning star prediction. When you hear guys like that make predictions like that, run away from them. They're false teachers. It's like the craziness of all of that, right? When you hear people do that, this is what I wait for. I wait for them to come out and go, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I had a lapse of judgment. I was sick in the head for a day. All of that. But the funny thing is, they don't do that.
Okay. You like me, James. So I told people, they were getting so mad at me. August, September, when I say, look, I'm not worried about the rapture happening on a September night or even thinking about it, September 19 or September 25. I told people, come back and talk to me in October. Come back, talk to me in November. Apologize to me if I'm wrong. And I promise you, if we are being raptured, I will high five you on the way up for me being wrong and you being right.
Yep. But
I didn't get one apology, and I had lost a lot of subscribers during that time, a whole lot of followers. People livid with me and you the same thing for telling the truth. It's like, look, people get so caught up in these things and the eclipse and listen, the events of the Hadron Collider, whatever man achieves, listen, we're still going to be here. And I do believe the rapture is imminent. It could happen at any moment.
I agree.
But I am not putting these April events into the category of us being raptured or any great the day that X marks the spot. Hey, you know what? Listen, things are going to continue exactly as the Bible says they're going to, and they're going to happen according to God's perfect timeline. And too many people in the prophecy world read way too much into some signs.
What is number six, bro?
Number six, April 8. Man, everything's April 8. Wow. As the eclipse passes over America on April 8, NASA will be firing three rockets into the moon's shadow. Hold on. What is that about? The moon's shadow?
I don't know.
I guess, what are they trying to do? And what will be a total solar eclipse for 115 miles wide path through parts of Mexico, 15 U.S. states, Canada. Okay, we know that. The event will see a sudden drop in sunlight. All right. I get that, but I don't get it. For some strange reason, NASA has chosen to name this project after a serpent deity that was popular in ancient Egypt. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Ra. Oh, the sun deity Ra. I guess that's what they named it after. Is that right? Am I reading that right?
Yeah, you are.
Well, that's bizarre. I mean, why would you do that? That's just weird.
Bro, this is just all like you government agencies, and maybe it's just because of the president we have, they're all being given to just pagan nonsense, bro. It's NASA. Yeah. Come on. That's just crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So, all
right. Number seven.
I know we don't got a lot of time left. Let me get through this. Ominously, on April 8th, the Great American Eclipse of 2024 will complete the giant X over the New Madrid Fault Zone that the Great American Eclipse of 2017 began. All right. So, okay, it's over the fault zone. So I'm looking at that, James. Is a thought that it's going to trigger this great earthquake in that place? Is that what it's like?
Probably.
Here's the X. Now, what if, okay, now, let's say, James, everybody's listening to this after the fact. We're saying this before the fact. All right, I'll do this. I'm going to go on air right now, on record. If I'm wrong, if there's a great earthquake in the New Madrid Fault when X marks the spot, and the CERN collider does whatever it does, and all these cataclysmic events start happening, I'm going to come on the James Cadiz show. I'll be on everybody's show and I'll say, I was wrong. All right? I'll do that. I'll say I was wrong.
I'll be happy to do the same thing, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. It isn't going to happen.
Okay. You ready? Are you ready?
Okay. What's the next one, bro?
Last one. During the month of April, a psychotopolis. Those are those little insects, right?
Yeah, the apocalypse. The psychotopocalypse.
Yeah. For the first time since Thomas Jefferson was president, billions of 13-year cicadas and billions of 17-year cicadas will emerge from the ground simultaneously.
How do they know?
They do it based on the they lay eggs and they're in the ground for so long, so that's how they know it's going to be really bad. So
okay,
they know it's going to be bad.
Okay, so Tommy, we're out of time. All right, we have these predictions. We have all these strange things that are going to happen in April. Whatever. I'm giving you the final word, bro. What do we do with all this? How do you take this home?
Look, don't be distracted by a lot of things. A lot of things are nonsense. James, I actually wonder if some of these things are psyops that are thrown out there to distract people that are reading their Bibles or just whatever it is, get y'all sidetracked and make you determined to or plan to make you look like you're wearing a tinfoil hat. Don't get turned to the left. Don't get turned to the right. There's going to be all kinds of deception. We know that deception is only going to increase in the last days. Jesus said, if possible, even the elect would be deceived. Listen, don't be deceived. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. All kinds of stories are going to continue to increase. Who knows? We're still early in 2024. By the end of this year, we could hear a lot more stories. Stay focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen and amen. And with that, I think that is a great way to end this show. Again, we find surety in the Word of God. There's where we get our perspective, right? We learn it. We see all these things happening. You are listening to this on the tail end after many of these items are predicted. And the reality of it is Christ is still on the throne. We are here continuing to preach the gospel, understanding and knowing that Christ could come at any moment. And that's what we sensationalize. We sensationalize our salvation. We say, God, thank you for what you've given to us. We praise him. We glorify him. And that's what we do. So, folks, we hope you've enjoyed watching this and listening to it as much as we've enjoyed making it. On behalf of Tom Hughes, this is James Cadiz. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Countdown to Eternity. God bless you.
You're listening to Countdown to Eternity with Pastors James Cadiz and Tom Hughes. Look for us online at countdowntoeternity.com. You can replay this episode at countdown2eternity.com or listen wherever you get your podcasts. We're also at oneplace.com. I should also mention Pastor Tom's website. You'll find it at hopeforourtimes.com. Pastor James is on social media. He examines current events and connects what's going on in our world to Bible Prophecy. Look for James Cadiz on YouTube, Rumble, and Instagram. Or just go to jamescadiz.com and start watching these videos today. Countdown to Eternity is listener-supported, and if the Lord is leading you to support what we're doing, a good place to go is countdowntoeternity.com. There you can make a secure one-time or ongoing donation to the ministry. Again, countdown, the number two, eternity.com. Have a question relating to Bible prophecy or want some prayer? Send that to us in the form of an email at countdown, the number two, eternity.com. Then join us next week as we continue the Countdown to Eternity. Countdown to Eternity is brought to you by Calvary Chapel, Signal Hill, and made possible through the support of our listeners.